The Hayes Art Center is preparing for the Smoky Hill exhibition as well as student classes this summer. Executive Director Brenda Mader talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. We kind of hit on a little bit of this last time. A lot of things were in flux last month when we talked, but you've got some specific stuff planned and ready to go here in the next few days, right?
Well, yeah, we do. Thank you so much for asking. We have the Smoky on hold, the Smoky Hill Art Exhibition. This is the 51st annual. It is the state's longest running juried fine art competitive. There's been one every year for 51 years now. And that show was to have opened, as it does every year, as the anchor of the Spring Art Walk. And of course, as we all know, the Art Walk was canceled, and so the Smoky opening was delayed. We put all our artists on hold, just waiting to see, you know, if we'd be able to present it. And since everything opened back up and we're not going to host a reception or an art walk, just the exhibition, keeping it very, you know, safe and comfortable for anyone who wants to see art instead of a, you know, gathering of people, the Smoky will be up this summer, officially starting Monday, June 22nd, so this next Monday through August 14th, so for 8 weeks, which is even a little bit longer than normal, for 8 weeks, people can come in and see this fabulous art exhibit of wonderful contemporary work, some of it in a traditional format, some of it more conceptual and less representational. There are sculptures, ceramics, there are metals, there's a couple of beautiful metal jewelry pieces, there is wood carving, oil acrylic, watercolor painting, printmaking, photography. Toby Flores, who's the sculpture instructor at the university, even had accepted this assemblage sculpture that includes a 388-pound cast iron zucchini squash. So there you go.
Weird.
We have everything from the tiny, like I said, some beautiful little neck pieces, some very small paintings, and some sculptures in here that weigh literally hundreds and hundreds of pounds. So we've got everything, some really large paintings this year, but some real stunners, just for people to come and enjoy. There's never a charge to visit the gallery. And so we're just really excited that the Smoky will be going on. It hasn't undergone the final judging yet, which will happen in the next few days, at which our juror will distribute the $2,750 in cash awards that we make available for this show every year. So on the pieces, and I'm still hanging it and lighting it and tagging it and all that. But, by Monday the 22nd, it'll be all up and beautiful, and people can see, you know, how everything went. But we've got artists from all across Kansas. There's always a lot, of course, from our immediate area because it's easy to bring work in and it's easy to enter. But we have artists represented from all across the state, really, in about any medium you could imagine in two- or three-dimensional art.
That's awesome. What are the hours that people can go down and check that out?
Officially, our hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., over the noon hour included. We're not closed during the noon hour. But more likely than not, someone is here much earlier, and more likely than not, someone's here later. If you see the lights on, feel free to try the door, because if I'm still in here, you know, working on a project or something, the door is going to be open. But officially, 10 to 4, Monday through Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. And there is never a fee to come in and just enjoy the exhibition. But, yeah, so we were just real excited. The artists were so happy, you know, with everything else closed down and so many other exhibits just being completely canceled. But we were able to still, you know, salvage this one. And every single piece that was accepted into the show by an artist is in the show. No one had to pull out or make alternate arrangements. So we were really, really excited about that. And, And like I said, you know, there's never that many people in here at any one time. So if it's something people want to come in for, I can assure them that it's a very nice, open, comfortable space that they'll be free to move around in and not have to worry about feeling compromised in any way if those are concerns that they have under the present climate.
Well, sure you say that, but maybe now at 10 a.m. Monday, people will be beating your door down to come check out this giant zucchini sculpture.
Well, you know what? It's pretty awesome. And there's a couple of other cool ones there. Believe me, that is not the only one. It's just when you say something like that, people go, Seriously? Yes. Toby's all about zucchini squash. But no, it's it's aligned on a bed of wood and stuff like that. So it's very cool. But we've got some really neat things in here, some really innovative things. And then also, like I said, some very beautiful, stunning traditional paintings. So it really covers it all. I mean, there's something in here for everyone. And I'd encourage families to come in if they like. There is nothing about this exhibition that wouldn't be suitable and appropriate for them to stroll through with their children if they like. We love having kids around here. And but yeah, so whatever works for families, they're invited as well.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I would think, you know, Hayes, it's a small town. It takes anywhere, depending on where you're coming from, no more than 10 minutes to get down there. Even if you just take the kids in to look at a couple things, because, you know, they lose interest quick. At least mine do anyway. But I like taking them. We always go to the art walks, and it's never, you know, like a thorough analyzation of a piece. It's like, oh, that's cool, and walk on by. But why not?
It's just that. Exactly. It is just that delightful exposure, you know. And if somebody is intrigued enough, they're going to stand there and study that one a little longer, or talk about it, or maybe chuckle, or why is that here, or is this really art, or oh my gosh, that's beautiful. You know, it covers the gamut, and not everything appeals to everyone. But I can assure you that in the Smoky this year, there isn't anyone I could imagine that won't come in and find something that truly is the thing that speaks to them, the things they respond to more than others. But for the most part, everybody's going to gravitate toward a lot of things in here. It's a good year for it. It's a good year. So, yeah, we're excited that at least that can go on. I would have hated for that to have been jettisoned by the current conditions. And like I said, it's very comfortable in here. There's never a big crowd of people if it's not, you know, an art walk or an opening. So feel free to come by. We love those guests. And in fact, we've already had a few. I mentioned to you right before we started chatting this go round, but, you know, as parents are bringing in the entry forms for kids' summer classes and stuff, they are looking around, and kids do talk, and they ask questions, and they're intrigued by the color or the form or something they've just never seen before. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's a perfect segue, too, because you mentioned it already. You've got some kids' activity classes. That's usually a big part of what you do over the summer, but you've kind of had to back that down a little bit. But there is some stuff going on, right?
There is. You know, we had people request it. We didn't know if we could do it. And like I said, everybody's got to make decisions on what they believe is the right thing for them and their family. And so we're good with that. But we thought, well, we wanted to at least offer some things because, you know, people do want engagement for their young people and everything. So we put it off for a long time. We just recently finalized a slate of opportunities for young people for this summer. And those classes, we've got a nice array, something every week, anything from a two or three day class to a 5 day a week class, but nothing goes longer than that 1 week, like an hour to an hour and 15 minutes a day just for the week. But we've got things for children as young as 5, and we've got things for children as old as, I think, 12 or 13, something like that. In fact, our first, playwriting under the pavilion, a playwriting, theater, acting, workshop kind of class is going to be over at the pavilion. The one that starts next week, in fact, actually is full. They were on that immediately. We have another one that Catherine Treishman is going to be doing the week after that. Still have a little space in that one. And that one's going to focus on some of the wonderful whimsy and characters from some of Shakespeare's comedies, but in a genre that's wonderful for young people. And so we've actually got one class ready that's full. But and Crystal Crystal Hammerschmidt is teaching our 2- and 3-dimensional visual art classes. And those will be covering a variety of meetings. We've got painting and drawing and printmaking and sculpture using found objects and just a wonderful variety, some themed things. And she's going to be doing a really great job. She is a grad student at Fort Hays, got her undergrad many years ago, and she's doing those classes. I think she's going to be a blast. Some of those are coming along really nicely. And then, in fact, another class starting next week, Linda Holman is a retired high school language arts instructor, gifted program instructor, debate and theater coach, and a lover of of the sci-fi fantasy genre, whether that's movies or stories or writing. And so this is, we've even got a sci-fi and fantasy short story writing class. And that's next week, and it still has room. It's going to go, but we still got some rooms for enrollment. And we are, it's a smaller slate of classes than we normally have. And we're also keeping the enrollment for all of our visual art classes and the short story writing class to just 10 students so that we can have them spaced a bit and a little more time in between classes so we can do a quick sanitizing of the, you know, the general space that they're in. And so we're taking, you know, we're putting in a little extra effort, you know, attending to a few more precautious, appropriate care concerns. And then the rest is just, you know, in the hands of the families, if this is something they think they want their young person to be part of. So, but we are welcome to all comers. And what anybody can do is to go to our website, which is HayesArtsCouncil.org. And on the home page, on the top menu bar, you can see summer classes. Scrolling down our front page, you can see the link to take you directly to that page. And you will see an itemized listing of all the classes with their info. And you can also download, just on 8.5 by 11 paper, the 2-page schedule of classes on which the registration form is there. And you can either mail that in, or you can bring it by the Arts Council, because like I said, we're open. Or they can even call us. We'll take the registration over the phone and take payment by card if they'd like to do that and not risk a class closing out. But yeah, please check it out. Again, just go to our website, follow us on Facebook, and you'll see all the info on classes. But we have something going on from starting next week Monday through the last full week in July.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'm on your website right now. What an amazing website, by the way. It's so clean and laid out perfectly.
I did that. Thank you. Yes. Yes, I am our web designer, for better or worse. I am our web designer. So, yeah, thank you very much, James. I appreciate that. And then when people are there, you know, if they haven't already had a chance or they kind of forgot about it or didn't see them all, as you can see on there, they can link into the Famous Figures page. We've visited about that before. Mm-hmm. Won't go into that, but everybody's probably heard about that. But you can go back to that. All 45 of those amazing videos from our 11-year-old just out of fifth grade students submitted for the project, they're all up there. If somebody hasn't had an opportunity to see the Quiet America 1976 Hayes documentary or the 2015 sequel to it, those, you just click on the links there and just the page opens up and there's the videos. So you can find those things there as well. And as soon as the juror finishes everything with the Smoky and I can get some great gallery shots, I will make sure that we have lots of info and images up about this year's Smoky Hill Art Exhibition as well.
Awesome. Yeah, I like that. You can get in and do a little visual tour that way online if you have to stay home for whatever reason that might be.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
It's something fun to do and to check out. But yeah, lots of videos on there and some past history things. And like I said, check out the kids' summer class stuff. But yeah, so lots of good stuff.
Awesome. Well, Brenda, we are quickly running out of time here, but anything else you want to try to squeak in before we go?
No, nothing else. I think we're good. Just if you just find a class, though, that you really want for your young person, because we're keeping enrollment smaller this summer, and we're really going to stick to that, please contact us as soon as you know what you want. Either bring it in or give us a call. We will take it over the phone. Other than that, just keep us on your radar. If you're just looking for a little bit of a diversion this summer, come by and see the Smoky, and we'll keep everyone apprised as the summer goes on. Fingers crossed that we'll be lucky enough to have a fall art walk at the end of August, and only time will tell, but we'll keep you apprised.